This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. A decision by the State Department of Ecology to deny a water quality permit for the Millennium Bulk Terminal in Longview is being called questionable and politically motivated. Washington Farm Bureau CEO John Stuhlmiller says the disappointment comes in that the decision appears to be based on non-water quality issues.
Extreme disappointment. So when we're looking at this, there's bullets in there that are very troubling because it's all about scope. And this is what we've been talking about for all these years, is this permit is a 401 certification, a water quality modification, if you will, permit. And it gets into wetlands, but this is completely different. This is about train traffic, and it's about all kinds of issues that are beyond the scope of the project and what its impact would be. So that's why it's extreme disappointment that we see this reach again.
Stuhlmiller says the DOE's decision completely misses the point.
You look at the bullets that are pulled out, and it talks about the complexity of the project. Well, you know, there's no economic gain without a project. So the complexity is irrelevant. Is the complexity in this case, the permit decision should be, does it irrevocably harm the environment specifically related to the project?
Stuhlmiller says it does not, but adds every issue the DOE brought up was addressed with mitigation in Millennium's request, even though they have little to do with water quality at the proposed coal shipping terminal.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.